Today's Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. We're still in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simen Kuf Nun Tes. And we're starting at the very bottom of Nun Omud Beis with Se'if Ches. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Im Hichnis Yodov L'soch Kli Shomayim, V'shich Seif Yodov Shom. The person sticks his hands into a utensil filled with water, and he rubs his hands together over there. He puts them in the water. If the vessel is attached to the ground, lo also lo netila. This doesn't satisfy the netilas yadayim, and it also doesn't satisfy tefilas yadayim. However, if it's not attached to the ground, so then there is an opinion, this is brought down by the Halachos Gedolos, that this type of a netila, putting his hands into this kli filled with water, would be a good netila shadayim. However, there is the opinion of the tour, and that goes my money, and the smak, that this would not be an adequate netila shadayim. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Aleph. He starts off by giving a short hakdama, a little introduction, and he says as follows: Aktim kitzas. I will give you this short introduction, kadesh yuvan divrei hasif, so you'll be able to better understand this sif, and that is as follows: Vehu tinei rov haposkim osrin litbol yodov bichli b'malkum netila. Most of the poskim forbid you to go and insert your hands into a kli and do netilas yadayim in that fashion. Why? Mishum desfira lehu debayinon binetila koach gavra. Because they require that the water be poured on you with somebody's koach, with somebody's hands, so to say, koach gavra, the hands of the person, the strength of the person, pouring the water on your hands. Which means that the water should come on your hands because somebody is pouring them on your hands. The chanal, as we've already explained. However, as far as Hamakilim is there, the lenient opinion that does permit you putting your hands into the water, Mishum Desfiul, who they hold, the low by koach shofech hayodah b'netilas yadayim, you don't necessarily require a person pouring the water on your hands for netilas yadayim, v'rak she'i tomi kli, it just must be taken from a kli. And therefore, v'lechein tefila b'socho, therefore inserting your hands into a kli, immersing your hands in a kli, choshev lo kimo netila mimena, would be just as good, according to this mekilim, this lenient opinion, as if you were to pour the water on the hands. Sivkat nun beis, the Mishneh Berurah explains that according to the first opinion, lo also lo netila. The netila would not be good in this situation if the kli was attached to the ground, according to everybody. Why? Even according to that lenient opinion which you just mentioned that says you could immerse your hands in a kli, the fact that this utensil is mechubu lekarka, hecha shekia berakli lekarka gora, that makes it worse. If the kli is attached to the ground, it's mechubu lekarka, that makes it worse. The nira debola hachshim itam tevila kamo b'mikva, because in that situation, it looks like you're trying to make it acceptable over here, like immersing your hands in a mikvah. Tevila in a mikvah would be good, but this is not a mikvah. Or tevila b'sheuvim leka, because here, the water is drawn water, and therefore it's not considered good for tevila. And he says, v'ayin in the bir halacha. The Bir Halacha explains this machlokis in a little bit more depth. He brings down from the Oles Tomid, the Drisha, the El Yeraba, the Prima Godim. This was the reasoning that we just mentioned. But he says that the Oles Tomid brings down the name of the Levush, the Davka Shoyo Mechuber Mikara, called him Shechokach. This is only if the utensil was already in the ground before you fashioned it out to make it into a utensil. Because then it doesn't have the status of a kli at all. And therefore, lo mo'il bo'atvila b'mkometila. And in that situation, immersing your hands in that type of a kli will not satisfy netila as you're dying. However, avo b'chokiko ulo b'solkivo, that if you first fashioned it into a kli, and then you will kovei it into the ground, you mechaber to the ground, kimo demutu lito mimena derech habarza, just like we spoke about in yesterday's year, and Siv Zion, that if you had a rock in a wall, that you had hollowed out an area, and then you stuck a spigot into it, that would be acceptable. So, Kain Mutter, Gam Kain Lito Litbo Besocha. So you could also, as well, do an immersion over here with your hands into such a kli too. However, he says, the Oles Tomid writes on the Levush that he doesn't understand this, but he brings down, Matsasi B'divri Agra, Shekotzev Kain Behedja, that this is what the Gra says as well. He continues and has a further discussion on the subject, but we'll leave it for now. If you're interested, Ayin Sham for more. Sivkat Nun Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the first opinion that we said, Yei Shomer also lo netila, the more makel opinion that says that if the kli was not mechuber lekarka and you immersed your hands into the kli, then Yei Shomer also velo bo'inim mayim ela kashir revius, and you only need to have a revius of water in there for this to be good. Dechi netila mamish choshev lidithu, this is exactly like netila shidayim, which ideally you need to have a revius as well. The koach shofech sfir lehud lo bina metilas yadayim. And this opinion holds that you don't need to have the water poured on your hands. It's enough that you put your hands into the water. Sivkat Nadala, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Yesh Omrim brings down the Machbir opinion that this is no good. Afilu Yesh Bem Arbam Sot. And this is true even if it has 40 Sot, which is the size of a mikvah. The reason for this that it's no good, Vatan, Mishim Ba'inon Koach Shofech. You must have this Koach Garva, this pouring from a person, with the strength of a person pouring it, Shiyiten Ala Yadayim Davko. That must specifically be done. Somebody has to pour Netilas Yadayim on your hands for it to work. You can't immerse into a Kli, even if the Kli has 40 Sot in it. The Chanal, as we've already explained. And this is also analogous to the type of yadayim washing, netilas yadayim, the kiddush yadayim that they did in the Beis Hamikdash. That we explained, the kaimalon, the apostle lit bala yadayim besocha kiyor. You have to have the water taken from the kiyor, poured onto your hands, and not sticking your hands into the kiyor, as the Gemara in Zvachim, Kedisa Bezvachim, Daf Chav Beis, clearly states. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who says, however, ubishas adchak, under extenuating circumstances, yochol lismoch adiri matirim, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion if you have no choice. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Hey, what does it mean, no choice, extenuating circumstances? Kigon she'en lo kli acheres, there is no other utensil. Uchli zu en yochol ataltla, and this kli can't be lifted up for whatever the reason. Maybe it's too big, it's too heavy, whatever the reason, it can't be picked up to be pouring onto his hands, so then, if you have no alternative, you can rely upon the Momeko first opinion that says such an Atila would be good. Sivkat Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you can rely on the late Mekel opinion, Yochel Lismoch. Vataz, maybe B'Shem Marshal, the Cholik Azeh. The Taz brings down the Marshal, who disagrees with this lenient opinion that the Mechaber quote just now, that you can rely upon this B'Shas Atchak. Vidaito, the reasoning for this is, the Gam B'Shas Atchak in Lismoch Azeh. Even under extenuating circumstances, the Taz, in the name of the Marshal, says you can't rely upon this leniency. They call a poskim chokum azeh, because Kimat, all the poskim disagree with this. And likewise, V'chein Mashmei Agrot, the Vilna Gaon also disagrees with this. Venera, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, it seems to me, if somebody does want to rely upon this lenient opinion of the Shulchan Aruch under extenuating circumstances, do not make a bracha on such an atila. And then he brings down, that both the graz and the chayodim both say the same thing as he wants to say, that you shouldn't make a bracha. Furthermore, Old Kasu, they further write, don't take any chances over here. Don't touch the bread directly. Wrap something around your hand so you're not touching the bread directly. And this way, if your Netilas Yadayim is not good, so then you can rely as well that you're not touching the bread. If your Netilas Yadayim is good, so then this is an extra measure, no harm done. The Mechaber continues and he says, if you did rely upon this leniency under extenuating circumstances, if you then come across before you finish your sandwich, before you're done with all the bread, you do find an opportunity to do Netilas Yadayim, no tabula bracha. Definitely wash your hands. The Mechaber recognizes that this was a kula, so don't rely upon it when you no longer have to. However, since maybe it was good, go and wash your hands Netilas Yadayim without making a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nun Zayin explains, the Shema Halacha Kemekilim, because as I just told you, maybe that Halacha is like the Mekel opinion that you really were Yotzi Netilas Yadayim, Uchvar Yotzi Ayidei Masha Shichshik Yodo Behem L'Shem Netila, and you were Yotzi by pouring your hands, immersing your hands in this bucket with the water, so then you technically were Yotzi. Now if you're going to make a new Netilas Yadayim with a Bracha, it's a Bracha L'Vatolot. And thus the best Eitz is to do the Netila, but not to make a Bracha on it. Siv Test, the Mechaber writes, Chovish Yesh Bo Mayim, if you have a barrel that has in it water, Menicha al birkav, you want to pour this barrel of water onto your hands to wash the tilas yadayim, so you can put it on your knees, v'no to be menel yadayim, and then tip it over and pour the water onto your hands in that fashion. If the barrel is already turned somewhat to the side and the water is flowing out of it, and the water is flowing out of the barrel, not because of your koach gavra, but because the barrel is tilted in a way that the water is pouring out of it. Or the barrel is standing up. The barrel is standing up, but there's a hole in the barrel, and the water is coming out of the hole in the barrel. And in both of these situations, you put your hands into the flow of the water that was on the tilted barrel, or you put your hands by the flow of water that's coming out of the hole in the barrel. Lo also lo netila. The Mechaber says, you're not yotze in this fashion with netila sedayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nun Ches explains, Minicha Birkov, what should you do in the first situation? You put the barrel on your knees and you tilt it with your knees to make the water come out. That's because you want to go wash both of your hands at the same time. And nobody else can pick up the barrel and pour the water in your hands. So if you want to put both your hands up there, you obviously can't hold the kli and pour the water on your hands. So therefore, you can use your knees to, so to say, make the water flow. That's also called koach gavra, to make it flow on your hands. Sivkatan and test. The no tell me mana. You can wash your hands with your knees, so to say, forcing the barrel to pour the water out onto your hands. Umenanea bebirkov, you adjust, you move with your knees, kol pam sheyetzu amayim, in order to make the water flow each time onto your hands, you move your knees each time, you shake your knees in a way that the barrel will now pour out onto your hands. Behind the lechatchila, this is the preferred way to do this lechatchila. The ba'ofen zeh kosher l'kul yama. In this fashion, you yotze according to all the opinions, because this is koach gavra. The mikocho mamash boim kosh shvicho shvichot. And every single pouring of the water is coming because you moved your knees and you tilted the barrel in a way that the water poured out onto your hands. So that's definitely called koach gavra, and that is absolutely good lechatchila. Miyu, however, afim lohi to elapamachas betchila bidyeved kosher. If a person did the tilting with the knees and tilted the barrel in a way that the barrel is now coming out, the water is coming out of the barrel through koach gavra, and he puts his hands underneath it, then he takes his hands out, then he puts his hands underneath it again, so that bidyeved is kosher, even though the second time the water didn't come directly from a new koach gavra, l'fi mashikosav l'chavra l'kamim sif yud, because this can rely upon a leniency that we'll mention in tomorrow's shir in sif yud that says this might be acceptable. So l'chatchila, you shouldn't rely upon this leniency, but bidyeved, it would be acceptable. Sivkot and Samach. The Mishnah Berurah says if it was mutabaritz, if the barrel is tilted on the ground and the water is flowing out of it, not through koach gavra. Hainu shelo ayidei odam. A person didn't now tilt the barrel and make the water come out, because then it would be perfectly good. But somebody did this a while ago, and the water now, or the barrel, it was somehow falling, and the water is pouring out, not through a koach gavra. Elame asman is gagalo, but it's falling out on its own. The water is falling out, pouring out of the barrel on its own. Because if originally the water was pouring out of the barrel because the person tilted the barrel that way, that's the bidyev that we just spoke about in Sif Nun Tes, and that the Mechaber will speak about in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow's year in Sif Yud, the Choshev Koach Gavra, as long as it started off being put there by a human, so then it's still good right now, even though he hasn't done this immediate pouring, it's really just from his tilting it a minute ago, and the water's still coming out. So that would be good with the evidence. So here, the barrel somehow on its own tilted over, and as a result, this isn't called Koach Gavra, and it's not good. So if cotton samachal, the Mishnah Berurah says, or derech hanekev shibot, or the water is coming out through a hole in the barrel, shenasa b'shul barza. For example, somebody was going to put a spigot in there. So before they could put the spigot in, they first made the hole. V'nofal barza, the spigot that they were going to put in there was never put in, or it was put in and it fell out. V'mayim yotzim yatzman, and the water is now pouring out on its own through the hole on the side of the barrel. And the person puts his hands there and they get wet, and he does what would otherwise be a good netilas yadayim physically. Both of these scenarios, where the barrel is tilted on its side by itself and not by a koach adam, or that the water is pouring out of the hole that the spigot was supposed to be in, and you washed your hands, it's not a good netila. Lo also sivkot and samach beis. The Mishnah Berurah explains that tzarech shiavo ayada mikoach eze nosein velo shiavo me'alein. As we've reiterated, it has to be directly pouring onto the hands through the koach of a person, and not that it's coming out on its own through no koach gavra. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'mhoyso barzo, if there was in fact a spigot over there, what is this barzo? Pirush dover so same hanekev. It's something that closes off the hole. The Rambam says it's spina belaz. In other words, it's some sort of a spigot that normally you would plug into this hole, and you can turn it up and turn it down so that the water is stopped from coming out. And then when you open up the spigot, the water comes out. That's called koach gavra. So v'mhoyso barzo banekev. If you have this spigot over here that has plugged up the hole." They see Ra, and now he removes the spigot, the Kibbalah Maima Yodov, and through his Koach Gavra, the water is now coming out onto his hands. Choshu Shapir Koach Gavra. That is definitely considered Koach Gavra. The Tzorach Lachzira, then he has to put the spigot back into the hole, Lachzira, to take it out again. Again, if it's something that has a knob, so you can turn it on, turn it off. Bechol Shvicha Ushvicha, every time that you have to pour the water onto your hands, so Netilas Yadayim, so you should do this each time. So when they're talking here about some sort of a plug you're putting into the hole, so when you pull the plug out, that's now called the water coming out through koach gavra. So you wash, let's say, your right hand, then you put the plug back in, you pull the plug back out again, you wash your left hand, etc. And in this way, you've done a koach gavra for the netilas yadayim, and the Mechaber says this would be acceptable. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Gimel explains, Kivin da'ayidei hasaroso mekalchen amayim, because when you pull out this plug, or you turn this spigot on and off, so then it would be acceptable in this fashion, because it's your direct koach gavra that's causing the water to flow out. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Samach Dalet explains that you should do this for every time you want the water to flow out. B'chol shvicha shvicha. Pirush, the Mishnah Berurah explains, b'chol kiluach v'kiluach, for each flow. B'lo chashvinim b'zeh bo mikolcho el kiluach rishon. Because technically, l'chatrila, as soon as you open it up, the water that comes right out immediately, that's called koach gavra that goes in your hand. But then the subsequent waters that come out is not 100% l'chatrila koach gavra. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, al kein tzorich lachzor l'chosu b'chol shvicha shvicha. That's why you should plug it up after each pouring on the hand. So now the new time when you open it up, that'll be considered a definitely lechatchila separate koach gavra. Then he brings down the kosuah achronim. The achronim bring down. This will be learned in Siman Kusamach Beis, and the Graz over there it will discuss this as well. And this is brought down in Siman Sivkat and Samach in the Sharatzion by the Chofetz Chaim. That notel ayidei kli shemasukan ayidei barzel shekorim tarnigol. Omashikorin Kran, which the Targum in footnote number 1 at the bottom says is a berez, which is translated as a faucet. Tzorich lizkor v'livtoch kama pamin l'cho yad v'yad. Dehudak ve'eno maspik b'kluach rishon nito yad kiroi. So this is exactly the same thing that we just talked about before when I was saying with the spigot. So here he's actually talking about if you have some sort of a faucet attached into this barrel of water. So you need to open it and close it each time over here, so that a significant flow will come out each time through direct koach gavra, and this way you'll be yotzi l'chatchil according to everybody. Now, we had already spoken out in the previous year that our faucets in our homes and our sinks are quite different, because here we're talking about where there's an immediate short reservoir, and the spigot or the faucet is directly coming out from this clay, as opposed to our faucets in the house, where you have these piping systems and various collecting chambers, and it's a totally different system. So you can't translate this, as most poskim do not, to allowing you to turn on and off a faucet, and that's koach gavra. But we pour the water into a cup, and then we pour it directly on our hands to make the koach gavra. But here they're talking about you have some sort of a container with this faucet on it, and as you open and close the faucet each time, that is considered koach gavra, and you should make sure that a significant enough stream is coming out, and it shouldn't be too thin and small that it's not considered koach gavra. Dusha footnote number 63 talks about what would be the din, for example, if somebody had like a tanker that had a spigot on it on the side. So under certain circumstances, this would be good, albeit bidyevet. And in Dusha footnote number 52 from yesterday's shir, he also talks about what happens if people have some sort of a reservoir on their rooftop. In many places in Eretz Yisrael, they have such a water collection system on their rooftop, and you wanted to attach some sort of a faucet or some sort of a spigot to that type of a container. Would that be good or not? So in many circumstances, it's not good. Under certain extenuating circumstances, it may be good. It's too involved for our discussion here in the shir, so we'll stop now and conclude today's shir.